Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are live at Exotica Miami 2022. And today, Private Talk, we have an After Dark episode live on the convention floor with Miss Alexis Morgan. Welcome to Private Talk. I'm excited to get to talk to you. We tried to do this in LA. Yeah. It worked out better here, and I think this is kind of a better environment to kind of, we're both in this adult environment.
Agreed.
So can we talk about a little bit, this isn't your first show. You've had, you know, you host the Fan Bus. And you've got this popularity, you have this big following. Did it come from the Fan Bus? Did you have an idea with the Fan Bus? Did you just already doing skits and like attention to that big booty? Tell us, walk us through it. Let Private Talk know you a little bit more.
Okay, so I started pretty much with a grandma character who like went to Walmart and I was pranking people. So I've always been like kind of the prankster with and I would take my ass out. I think a lot of it, my following came from that. And then it was just like during quarantine, I wanted to do something different. And I came up with the idea, like, you know, the Fan Bus. Then I feel like that's kind of how I grew like all my followers and all my fans. I just was always doing like the funny thing. And then I put the funny thing in towards the bus. And then obviously the sex.
So for those people out there that have never seen the Fan Bus, kind of walk us through an experience on the Fan Bus.
Okay, so it depends if we're actually booking a model, like if like it's like say she's an actual porn star, we like try to find a fan for her. Last Exotica, there was a couple fans over here that told me, oh my God, I want to be on the bus. And I said, who's your favorite model? And we actually got him to go on the bus and introduce him to his favorite porn star. So pretty much we'll coordinate the date, we'll film it, and it's pretty much like a fan meeting his favorite porn star, content creator. Or another time where it could be like me and a girl will go out and search for a guy in the street. I know, that's crazy.
But are you actually doing things with your fans? Like, are you, you're in a sexual environment and those things are tested, are you actually working with these people like condom only, or or like you said, it was a performer, so obviously naturally those people would be tested. So it's like, I'm asking for the fans because it's like, is there a chance if you're here at Miami Exotica, could something like that happen? How does that?
Of course, yes, of course they would have to get tested. Obviously if they go before 12, we can get the same test, the same day test, and we'll put a real fan on there.
So you find him on the street, you say, let's go get tested, and then you just start doing the deed.
Same day, yeah.
Are they intimidated by how like beautiful of a woman that you are and your ass so fat? Like, is there anybody that couldn't perform?
Oh yeah, there's been a lot of times.
Most of the times. Tell about one of your worst attempts that you tried your hardest, but it did not succeed in the Fan Bus.
I think it was this one time me and Melanie Monroe kind of pulled a guy from Chick-fil-A. He was an employee.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, he
all
was,
right. This was. I like it.
I know.
Did you get extra sauce or did you have to pay for that?
We got extra sauce. Yeah, I think he was really nervous, but he ended up coming through. We actually had put his dick inside the bun.
Nice.
And my girl was vegan, and I think he was super nervous.
Of course the vegan in there, you know?
Yeah, so a lot of times, sometimes he can get nervous and they don't really, you know, they're deciding quickly, so I think that they're gonna get nervous. They're like, oh my God, I'm getting on camera. Like, should I be doing
this? My wife's gonna find out.
Yeah,
my girlfriend.
Yeah. So I think that's what kind of gets into like their heads. But for the most part, it's fine. If it's planned, then they come ready. You know, they do whatever. But that time during the Chick-fil-A was definitely.
So you
a
had
fun
a limp
experience.
Penis and a Chick-fil-A bun, and it, like, when do you decide to like wrap that and be like, yeah, this is not gonna work out, honey?
Well, we have to stop the camera for a second.
Oh, let me tie it to you real quick.
Exactly. Then he was able to like ease his nerves or like, okay, we got it.
Okay, well, let's flip the switch, Alexis. That's the worst side of it. What's one of the best? Have you ever like maybe started dating one of these fans that you met that became somebody else? Did you get like really wet that you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I would do this in, like without the show or you know, because sometimes I feel like with the persona of who we are as, you know, adult, you know, in the adult entertainment industry, it's easy to fall behind who we are because we're sexual creatures. But personally, would you be going to find that person without the bus?
I ended up with a guy who was on, he was a runner. He was like, this is
a
true story.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Yes. he was running around, and me and my girl Maria pulled him. And when I saw the way he fucked her, because I'm not always on every episode. It could be like, I'm like looking for a guy for my friend who's in town. And there was this guy who's super good looking. She went on the bus with him. We did use a condom that time because he said he was flying out that same day.
And you just had to have that dick.
Oh my God, I saw it and I was like, okay, you're not going home. We're going out to eat.
Was it big? Was it just the shape of it? Like, what makes a good dick that you're just like?
I'm a size queen for sure.
Okay, girl. Tell us about it.
I love, like.
So was he like an 8 or 9? Was he thick and solid? Was he straight? Was, did he curve? Was it cut? Was it uncut?
He was a 9. He was cut, which I recently found out that uncut feels better.
I like it.
I totally found out that recently. But he was uncut, and he was almost 9. I was so surprised because he was, like, really jock looking. Like, you know, like, he was good looking. I'm like, this guy's going to have, like, a small dick.
Do most jocks have small dicks?
When they're that good looking and they're going to the gym that much, it's because they have to make up for something.
So you can't be good looking and have a great dick.
It's very rare to find it. And he had both. He had the muscles and a big dick, so I was like, okay. And I saw the way he was doing her. I was like, I wish I was in this episode. I was getting so
horny. Are you like a cuckold in your personal life? Like, maybe not answer phrases because that's a little, I think the way you're thinking about it. So would you be able to share a partner with your friend? Like you said, you enjoyed it, how he fucked your girlfriend. So that turned you on. Is it something that you do in your personal life as well and not just for it?
I prefer threesomes.
Okay.
I do. But I loved it.
Friends? Because sometimes friends don't fuck friends. A lot of my friends, especially as we in the industry, we fucked on camera. But at home, like personal, it's like, eh.
Yeah. I've only done threesomes with my industry friends. So if you're in the industry, I've done them and they've become my friends. Probably not. In my personal life, it has maybe a couple drunk nights. And then I've like, you know, that's actually a little awkward.
So did you have threesomes prior to being in the adult entertainment business?
No, they actually all started in the adult industry.
So it unlocked your freakness, the bus unlocked your freakness?
Oh, yes. It's funny because I've always been bi-curious, but I was so nervous to make the move on a friend or like tell her, hey, I want to have sex with you. Or like, but
let
then,
me eat your pussy, girl. Let
yeah,
me see
it
how it works.
Just like, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it happened like maybe
twice. Do you
twice.
Eat good pussy?
Yes, I do. When I like the girl a lot, I'm like, I'm going to show you that I can eat pussy better than a guy.
Do you have some techniques that you could probably help some of our audience out there?
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just you have to make sure you put the fingers in at the same time and suck that clit.
Hey, baby.
If you're not doing that, then, I mean, it's okay. I like to get my pussy ate, like, very aggressively. A lot of girls are always like, I'm always, like, pushing their face.
They're like, let me breathe, Alexis.
Yeah, and they're like, wow, you're very, like, dominant. And I'm like, yeah, I like to dominate girls. So I'm, like, shoving their face in there. But then when I go and I eat them out, then they're like, okay, now I understand.
Have you ever suffocated somebody with your big booty?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How many seconds could they go, Alexis?
Probably, like, 30. And they come out real red.
That's a good 30 seconds.
Yeah, I feel
is
like
good.
30 seconds is pretty good.
I'm like, is that turning blue?
Maybe it was easy on the beginning, you know?
Don't break the nose.
Exactly.
How big is your big booty?
I don't know. Do you want to see it?
I do. Let's give it a spin.
It's not as big as yours.
It's okay. Booties matter. Let me hold this for you. Nice. The jiggles. You like that? You've never measured it?
I never what?
Measured it?
No. I need to.
I need to have a measuring tape here. Maybe there's one here. Maybe. I like that.
Have you measured yours?
I have. I'm 46 inches around.
I feel like your butt even got bigger. Have you been working out?
I do work out, girl. Yeah. I be in that gym, girl.
Yeah, I was noticing cuts on stage yesterday.
I don't got a small dick either, girl, but I be in that gym. If I had one, it would be really, really big, and I would definitely know what to do with it, and I'd definitely make a girl squirt all over the place.
Right? Yeah.
Have you ever made a girl squirt?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God, this was a crazy story.
You saw the eyes roll back in her head, guys. It's going to be a good story. I hope you're enjoying this interview with Miss Alexis Morgan.
I actually just put, like, a memory on my Instagram about it because it was, like, this thing that said when you wake up from a crazy night and you're thinking into life, and I tagged my friends that were part of that experience. We were in Tulum. This was, like, New Year's Eve vacation. We were all, like, drunk after the club. We had, like, this net thing, and I had three girls, And I love to dominate girls, but with a guy, I like to be like the submissive one. I told them all, like, they're like, I have never squirted. I'm like, I promise you, I can make you squirt. Like, I know. And they were like,
but have you had done that previous year? You were just that sure of yourself that you're like, I'm that bitch. I like to be alpha because it's a technique. Not everybody can make people squirt, and not every woman can squirt.
It's so true. But I don't know. It just
you just that, felt it that night. It I was either tequila, it. Hennessy,
it was
vodka,
the tequila. When I do the tequila, it's like demon time. I knew I was going to get them to squirt.
Game
and
on.
I got all three of them to squirt. That I was like, the tequila had me saying crazy stuff like, yeah, your boyfriend can do that to you, right? It was insane. But it was such a good time. Definitely made one of the girls. It was so much squirt that I think it kind of intimidated the third one, so it took her longer to like actually do it. But when she was more relaxed, it was like, I got it. That was like one of my biggest like accomplishments on camera, honestly.
And you know how they say it, because people are always like, but is it pee? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's pee. I think maybe like it's like in part of like the juices of the pee. And I do think that maybe in porn, like maybe a girl does it because we need to get that squirt shot. Maybe I'm not sure, but
you're pushing so hard that you just need it.
Yes, maybe pee just comes out too.
Are you a squirter?
Yeah, I am.
You are.
I actually my name on OnlyFans is Super Squirter.
Right, Super Squirter. That
I know. Yeah. So I have like my fans love when girls squirt with me. So.
What is the furthest distance that you have squirted, Miss Super Squirter? I can't say that three times. Super Squirter, Super Squirter, Super Squirter.
Like this much.
We need to get you a measuring thing. I feel like this is like a new part of like, you know, I will take some credit for it. But I feel like people like to know. It could be like, you know, the porn Olympics. You know, the bus Olympics. You're going to do different types of things.
We had a squirt competition once with other girls. And there was
but
a
you
girl.
Need to measure the distance.
I know. That's true.
And we want to go the distance.
Definitely.
See, we'll have the different types of tests of like how much liquid comes out, the length, the direction of it. Is it straight? Is it not?
I need to, I usually try to hydrate more when I know, okay, I want to squirt today.
Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Pedialyte is a girl's best friend.
It tastes good for me.
You know, there's ones that are different brands. It's not so sweet. I think it's like the off-brand one. It's called Electrolyte.
Even if it's so difficult for me, I don't know. But
girl, you do it for the fans.
The tequila will do me good. The tequila does something. Even if I'm dehydrated, water's coming out of somewhere.
Hey.
It does it.
I love to hear it. I love to hear it. So you seem like this big alpha empowered woman. You said it came from the skits, and then you kind of entered the adult entertainment business. You weren't already like this sexual person before? Because we all have it in us. Maybe you thought about it. Maybe you masturbated to it.
Oh, I feel I started masturbating way too young. I've just been a very sexual person for really long. At 18, I was dating like for 5-6 years a porn star. So like I started like.
Who were you dating? Tell us. Private talk.
He was a Bang Bros porn star. His name was Johnny Champ.
Okay. Johnny Champ.
Yeah, I was with him for like 5-6 years. So I feel
did
like.
Did he encourage you to get into the business, or was he not
no,
wanting
you to? No,
he actually
never wanted me to get into the business.
It could go both ways. It'd be like, no, this is not for you. It's for me.
Exactly. He was very jealous. And I started webcamming, and he didn't know about it. And he had left the industry, and then I got into the industry. And so it was
like. Was it for a big fuck you, or was it because you're like, I was always meant to be here?
I think it was a big fuck you, and I just ended up just realizing that I really like it. I love it, you know?
What would you say you love about it the most?
I feel like I've actually met, like, the most open-minded people, and, like, I really feel genuinely happy. Obviously, the financial freedom it brings, it's just everything. Like, I'm a very sexual person, and I feel like every person that's, like, in the sex industry meets my, not every person, but close to my expectations of bed.
Sure. What, are you single? Are you dating? Are you
I'm single.
In a relationship?
I'm single, but I like have my boy toys.
So you have a roster?
Right now it's kind of because I was getting caught up with one big dick.
Big dicks are a problem.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I was like, that's what the dick I want every day.
Do you have a rule now because you're, you know, you are a performer, you're doing stuff. Do you have a rule that you've only maybe fucked people 3 times and then you're done? Or are you open to dating other performers, or are you like strictly no?
I actually like to date somebody in like that has an OF at least, because I just like to create as much content possible with like that person, you know.
You're being cheap, girl. You're like, I want to do it for free. We're gonna make some content so we can all make some money.
Exactly. So stick around in my house, and you know, we'll do as much content, you know.
So what
I'd like to do that. That's easier. But I'm starting to realize maybe that's not so smart. Get that big dick away. I'm not leaving bed.
What is absolute deal breakers for you in a relationship?
Huh?
Absolute deal breakers in a relationship.
Obviously, if they don't accept what I do, you know, or they put me down about it or say, like, you know, something like that. Kind of like a lazy person.
Not supportive.
Not supportive. A lazy person that doesn't. I feel like at this point I need a man who is like supporting like my business, helps me, like knows that, you know, we're going to LA. This, you know, help me out for a shoot. Just be my partner, you know.
What can we find on your OnlyFans?
Everything. Oh my gosh. Just skirting, girl, boy, orgies. I recently did 15 girls at once.
15 girls at once? Is that the most number you've done at one time?
Yeah, that was the most. I've done that a few times though.
Okay.
I enjoy those.
Is there anybody that you know, you've been in the industry for a little bit of time now. Is there anybody that you want to aspire to work with, or you have like a dream list cast that you want to put on your OF?
Alexa, Texas.
But have you watched my porn before?
Oh, yeah, since I was very young. I used to watch your ass parade.
Oh, nice. That was the first real porn I did.
Yes, I was watching it back when I was, like, 18, like, with my ex, and it was everything. I think you had a scene with him.
Is that why you can't look me in the eyes?
No. Exactly.
Your last ex, or the 5 or 6 years boyfriend that I did a scene with?
That what?
You said I did a scene with your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I think it was.
That's the one you were talking about?
Yeah, you have. I flicked my bean to it before.
I don't know him. I mean, the name is...
No, I love... I think it was with Jaden James, maybe?
I know, I mean... Something. I fuck a lot of people on board. Yeah. Oh, that sounds bad. But you know what I mean, private talk. But I think it's funny sometimes, even like, one thing, because you do so many scenes throughout the year.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, it's like... Sometimes you forget.
Of course.
It's unfortunate, but that means you're just going to fuck me better. What are you going to do? All right, so we're going to play my favorite game. It's called Truth with Texas. We're going to get to know you a little bit more intimately. Our fans here want to know all the things about you. So typically when we are in our studio in LA, we have 4 cards. Each card is a suited question.
Uh-huh.
Romantic, spicy, kinky, and naughty, spicy, kinky, something else. But we'll figure that one out in a minute.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Romantic, yeah. Truth. Did I say truth?
You just answer.
Yeah.
Biggest turn on.
Oh.
For that
I
want
to be
time.
Dominated and get my neck sucked on and just dominated. I love to be dominated.
What is your best booty call story?
Best booty call story.
Have you been a booty call?
Oh, yeah.
What was your late night booty call story, girl? Tell.
Okay.
It's Texas.
So there was this guy that was under house arrest.
Nice.
But I wasn't allowed inside the house. But he was allowed, like, in a certain...
part of his yard?
Yeah, but even, like, down the block, he said it never rings. So we went to a parking lot that it turned... It was like some kind of court thing. Like, some government little building up front.
Somewhere he had to report to.
Yeah, because he lived in that thing. We were right screwing inside that parking lot, and sure enough, he's deep in me, and the cops start ringing their lights over there, and they walk over to the thing, and I was wearing something, like, I was wearing this dress, so I had just slipped it up, but it got caught up. So I could have had, like, a chance to put it down by the time the cop was coming, because he did ring his lights before coming to us, but there was no chance.
The titties are big, girl. They got shit stuck. So did he go back to jail?
No, actually, he thought he was, because he was, you know, he's on house arrest. But
did that make you more wet?
Right?
Because the excitement, the adrenaline of, like, not A, only does he have an ankle monitor on him that he can't go.
I think so, because it was
wrong. And 2, there's lights going on, and you're like, oh, fuck, is he going back to jail? Am I going to jail?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, but we did finish. We just had to, we did. I really didn't want to finish because I was so, like, scared, but he's like, I need to finish. This fucked me up. I know.
He's like, I need a release.
Yeah, no. Luckily enough, the cop actually recognized him, and then he was cool about it. But it was so uncomfortable for me because it was like the lady was behind and she was just laughing and I'm like, what am I gonna do? You know?
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Can you give us an example here at Private Talk after dark?
Like how I fake orgasm?
Yeah, can you give us a little taste?
Okay, like I'll like kinda and then it just doesn't like get anywhere. You know, like, and I'm trying, but I really can't fake it too well.
But what's your O voice? That was it? That I wouldn't believe you came in 2 seconds.
Well, I'd be like, oh, my God, you just made me come too fast. Like, oh, my God, it came out too fast because I really can't go on for so long because I'm probably irritated, you know?
So you're not a multiple comer?
Yeah, I could be on tequila.
So you need tequila to do a lot of things, but you're consenting to these things.
Well, if I'm not really, it depends what vibe I'm in. But if the person's not doing it right.
Dumbest thing you've ever done to get somebody's attention.
Dumbest thing. Oh my God, okay.
Here we go, truth with Texas.
I was wearing these like leggings that, you know those, they're scrunchy leggings, but I think they didn't fit me too well and it was making my butt look smaller. And
you
I was
can't
at the gym.
That.
So I was trying to like bring the material up. I ended up just like everything in the middle just got cut. Mind
Split
you, like
the,
my gym crush was just like right over there. I think he saw it, whatever, but I think that was pretty embarrassing probably because he did see me putting the pants up.
Yeah.
And you know,
he's
that was pretty embarrassing, I think. Yeah.
I just had an epiphany. So your name's Alexis Morgan.
Uh-huh.
And you said you watched my porn a long time ago. Was my name influenced in any part of why your name is what it is?
No, my real name is like a longer version of that. So it was just like a short version of it.
I like my story better.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, but hey, I probably, like I did, I was like, well, Alexis Texas is Alexis Texas. So I'm like, I should just go with it. That's why I did put an A in it so I wouldn't have Alexis.
Smart woman.
You know?
I like it. All right, spicy questions. What is the most embarrassing thing happened to you sexually?
Oh my, I probably like when I was getting fucked, I wanted to squirt so bad I ended up farting.
Farted?
Yeah.
Did the guy laugh? Did he stop? Did you giggle?
I think I just tried pulling it off like it was a queef, but I think he knew what was up.
Did it smell?
A little bit, honestly.
Then he knew what was up, girl.
Oh my God, I think I was trying so hard to squirt or something and I was so dehydrated.
Is there any sex position that you have not tried that you would want to try?
A sex swing.
A sex swing.
I am. Everything else is fine. But I feel like I haven't trusted a guy enough to like be able to use it properly on me. You know, like a position where it's like...
Longest you've ever gone without sex?
Since I lost, probably 6 months. I was caught up on the wrong dick. I wanted that dick back.
And he wasn't giving it to you?
No, because I fucked up.
Bad girl, Alexis. Do you
yes,
need a spanking?
I do.
Spanking.
Give me spanking.
Have you ever cock-blocked a friend? Have you ever cock-blocked a friend? You said you like to watch your friends get fucked, but have you ever stopped one of your friends from getting the D because you wanted it?
Yes, I actually stopped the threesome from happening because I wanted more of the dick. Like
selfish.
We went to a strip club and we usually fuck this guy together, but I wanted to fuck him by myself that night.
Was she
I'm
mad?
Extra horny. She was knocking on the door at the hotel. And she like in the room and she's like, "Can I join?" And I was just like, "Let's act like we don't hear her."
As you're fucking?
You know what? I've been very generous to her though. I've given her plenty of my dick. Like with So,
have you ever had fine. Pity sex?
Pity sex,
Like, you didn't really want to have sex with them, but you did it anyways because it was just...
Yeah, when I'm probably, like, part of... When I'm, like, maybe in a relationship and I'm over the dick, I'm like, all right, I have pity for you. Let me give you pussy finally.
Anal sex, love it or hate it?
I love it when it's finally in. It actually feels so weird, but I've had better orgasms through my ass than my pussy when I've had anal. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I have literally came from my ass.
Hey, whatever works, baby girl.
Yeah, like, but it's only happened a few times. But when it happened, I'm like, oh my God, this is better than the pussy.
Have you ever been too drunk to have sex? You say tequila makes you do lots of things. Have you ever passed out during sex?
During the blowjob.
You fell asleep sucking it
during the blowjob. You know, he had whiskey dick, and I was tired. I was going an hour and a half, and it's like, all right, I don't want to tell you that I'm too tired to do it, so if I just fall asleep, then you won't feel as bad about it, you know?
There you have it. All right, kinky questions. Favorite time of day to have sex?
Anything but the morning.
All right, not a morning person. Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Favorite sex toy?
Oh, this one's good. The one that goes to the ass, it's like anal beads to the ass, the rabbit, so it's like getting your clit and then the ass. So it's like a three, you know? Have you seen that one?
I haven't.
It's so good. It's getting everywhere. You need it to. But you're going to come in like 30 seconds. And for me, I like the journey more. Like if you're going to come in 30 seconds, what fun was that? I want to like at least try to like get myself.
You just
like,
come again.
Going.
Me, like if I'm a Hitachi girl, uh-huh. If I'm coming, I'm going to come probably like 10 times in that session. That session's not going to be just a minute long. It's going to be probably like.
10 times?
Yeah. I like to come.
You go.
And then I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, right? I just had to do one last night, and I slept like a baby.
Have you ever pegged a man?
Oh, yes.
Oh your eyes gosh. Lit up like Christmas, guys.
Yes.
Did you like it?
In the moment, I did, but then after, I didn't see him as dominating because I tore his ass up.
She tore that ass up.
I did.
That's hilarious. What is the most number of times you had sex in a day?
16, we counted.
Ooh.
And he came every
same
time.
Same person.
Same person.
How many multiple partners have you had in one day?
The most.
Besides your 16 girls.
Yeah, besides that.
Dicks only.
Three. One in the morning, two at night together.
All right.
The morning one obviously wasn't great.
The morning wasn't great because you were still asleep?
You seem
like a late owl. You're off hours in the night. You're doing fun things.
Yeah.
You're at strip clubs. You don't go to bed till like 5, girl. I can see why you're not a morning person.
Oh yeah, but at least before the sun comes out.
Oh yeah, that's vampire hours.
Yeah, no. Like I need to get home before the sun comes out and start having sex before the sun comes out.
All right, last set of questions, though, naughty questions, which we're all a little naughty here at Private Talk. Have you ever been attracted to a partner's best friend?
I was attracted to one of my ex's brothers.
Did you fuck him?
No, but I masturbated thinking about him.
About both of them fucking you?
No, just his brother.
Just his brother. Men or women?
Men or women? Men. Both, really.
Favorite place to have sex?
Cars. I don't know why. I like the tight thing, and I can just hold on to everything.
Worn leather or latex underwear?
Leather.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Spit or swallow?
Depends whose cum I'm tasting.
Lights on or off?
I have, in my room I set up galaxy lights, so you know.
You like the ambiance.
I do. I set the ambiance for sure. Have the wine on the side, the water, everything.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Super sloppy.
Sloppy toppy?
Sloppy and a lot of deep throat.
Are you a deep throat queen?
Yes, I need to deep throat. I actually was like seeing somebody who didn't like deep throat and I'm like, all right, this is so boring.
No fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a partner too sexual for you?
Have you ever?
Had a partner that was too sexual for you?
Probably the porn star wanted too much sex and my pussy was like tired because it was so hurt all the time. So I'm like, I need to relax. Like all these
times. How
many times
is too much? Like,
if we just had sex 14 times, I'm gonna hope that tomorrow.
In a day?
Yeah, it was a lot. So like, if he would do 14 times in one day, like this was when I was younger. We had nothing to do but be home and eat and fuck. Like it was too much.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Yeah. The next day, I hope to have none. But I mean, I think 5 at most a day is okay.
It's good.
I think 5 is good. But that 14 was overdoing it.
Celebrity hall pass. Whose DM do you want to be in? Or whose are you in? Did you like to make a request to them?
I like John Cena a lot, Conor McGregor.
Okay. Have you ever tried to hit them up in their DMs?
Yeah, I tried hitting up Ben Affleck before he was with J-Lo.
So he did he respond?
No, of course not. Shame.
Shame.
Damn.
Okay. Where can we find you? Where can we support you?
My Instagram is Alexa S. Morgan. My OF is Alexa's VIP, A-L-E-X A-S VIP. Not I-S, because I didn't want to get your name.
Are you having fun at Exotica? This is, how many shows have you done? You said you went last year, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, this I've been like about 5 or 6 of them. This one I like a lot. There's a lot more girls, so I'm meeting a lot more people, and I met you, so that's good. Definitely, probably I'm gonna start coming to more Exoticas. I think that it's all over, so I'm just, yeah. I want to start going to more.
What can we see from you in the future?
Well, I'm gonna start taking my fan bus to the next level. I'm going to be more consistent with it. I want to start like releasing like 2-3 episodes a week. I have been doing that the last 2 weeks, so if I could just keep that going, perfect. So that's what my main focus is right now. I really just want to take the bus to the next level, and a lot more skits, because that's me and funny. I like to do that.
I like it. Well, thank you so much, Alexis. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to come in here on Private Talk After Dark. I love getting to know you a little bit more, and your bus is going to do fantastic. Go get it, girl. Go bang those fans in that bus.
Oh, yeah.
Make all these men dreams come true.
Yes.
All these ladies' wet dreams come true.
Oh, yeah.
And much success to you. All right, guys, it's Miami Exotica 2022, Private Talk After Dark. Until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.